Jackie told him, I had to go back for something. He says, we counted eight. Jackie looked up at him angrily. Didn't you know I was supposed to go? Everybody knows that. See, we know, but we thought that you weren't going to go. He says, all right, that's fine with me. He said, when Jose gets back, I'll tell him you wouldn't let me go. He said, I'll go back. No, muchacho, now just, you wait now. We know Jose told you to go. He said, well, then why don't you let me through? He said, I'm going to tell him when he gets back that I started to come after him and you wouldn't let... He says, you'd probably be shot, but that's all right. He says, come on. And he grabbed the reins of the horse and started to walk. Muchacho, please come back. No, no, I'm not coming back. They rushed up and, hey, muchacho, look, please. He says, you go, huh? We let you go. He says, we know you're supposed to go. He says, you get on your horse and catch up with them, huh? He says, well, oh, please, muchacho. He says, Jose, be very mad. He maybe even shoot us. Well, if you insist, all right. He got on his horse, went through the passageway. When he came out on the other side, he looked up front. He saw the last Mexican on a horse. He stayed behind him. Of course, Jose thought Jackie stayed home. The rest of the men knew that Jackie was asked to go, so they thought nothing of it when they saw him riding at the end of the line. And finally, when they got to the same place on the hill where they usually robbed the stagecoach, Jackie made sure that he stayed way in the back so that Jose wouldn't see him, because once Jose saw him, because the rest of them thought or knew that Jose knew that Jackie was along, which he didn't. And Jackie was hoping that things would work out that way. So when they got to the brush, he too took his horse and got off the horse, and everybody went about their job. No one seemed to pay any attention to Jackie because they assumed that Jose had taken care of that. And of course, Jose knew that Jackie didn't go. So when everything was clear, Jackie took his horse by the reins and started to lead him down a narrow slope through the brush. It was one of the Mexicans that noticed, and he started to count the horses. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. He saw one of the others. Hey, amigo. He says, how many did we come through the pass? He says, 8. Oh. He says, didn't Jackie make 9? He says, see. He says, where is 9 then? He says, I don't know, amigo. He says, something not right. He said, well, maybe you better tell Jose about it. He said, I hate to bother him now. He said, but something not right. By that time, Jackie had gone down the hill. When he got far enough away, he jumped on the horse and headed towards the village. He knew which way to go because Juan had told him many times where he lived and how far it was. And he rode and he rode and he rode as fast as he could go. Finally, when he saw the village, he pulled up in front of the general's office, he could tell by the sign, and jumped off and almost skidded onto the boardwalk. When all of a sudden, he heard a voice from across the street. Jackie! Jackie says, Juan! And they rushed and met in the middle of the dirt road and began to jump up and down and put their arms around each other. He says, amigo, he says, you're alive. He says, you too. He says, come on. He says, come on. And they rushed into the general's office and the sergeant was there. Jackie says, sergeant, he says, Jose is out robbing. And he says, you need to get the general. Oh, see, another muchacho come collect 10,000 pesos. He says, I'll wrap it up for you. You can take it home, huh? Mm-hmm. Says, no. He says, I don't have time for that kind of stuff. He says, he's out robbing. And he says, if you hurry, you can get him. Oh, see. He says, we hurry, always hurry. He says, always a little muchacho come in here. And he said, I suppose you escaped from Jose, huh? He says, yes, I escaped from him. Oh. He says, you and Juan, he says, you both escaped. He says, I know Juan tell the truth, but you? Juan looked at him, he says, sergeant, this my friend, Jackie, the one I tell you about. And just about that time, the door opened. He says, what's going on, sergeant? Oh, another muchacho in here saying that he escaped from Jose. Juan yelled at the general. He said, general, he says, this is the boy I told you about, Jackie, my friend. He says, come on in, Jackie. He says, tell me about it. Jackie tried to talk as fast. He says, general, he says, you're going to have to hurry. sergeant walked in. He says, "Are they bothering you, General?" He says, "You get out of here. Close the door." He says, "Now, Jackie, quick." He says, "Where is he?" He says, "Well, the same place as he was when Juan went with them. I'm sure that was the place." He says, "All right, we'll get mounted immediately." He said, "No, no, no." He said, "What you mean, no, no, no?" He says, "Look, I have a plan." He says, "You have a big white horse?" "See, we have some white horses." He says, "But muchacho." He says, "Never mind." He says, "Do you have 8 men that can dress up as bandits?" He said, "Bandits?" He says, "My men are soldiers." He said, "You're going to have to listen, General." He says, "Do you have a costume with a big sombrero and dirty pants and boots?" And he says, "You insult me?" He says, "No, look, what I'm trying to tell you," he says, "if you dress up like Jose, your men dress up like Mexican bandits." He says, "I know the signal. If we can get into the valley," he said, "through the pass first," he says, "then," he says, "when Jose come through," he says, "you can capture all of them." "Oh, muchacho. Hey, Sergeant." He says, "Yes, General." He says, "Get 8 men, dress them up like Mexicans." "Sir?" He said, "8 men, my best men, dress them up like Mexicans. And I need a big sombrero, dirty shirt, and what else, Jackie?" And he said, "A neckerchief, a red one, and boots, and 2 guns, and pearl-handled ones." The sergeant just sat there, stood there with his mouth open. He said, "Sergeant, close your mouth." He said, "Get busy." "Yes, sir." And he said, "I want that in 5 minutes." And pretty soon the bugle was sounding, and pretty soon there were Mexicans saddling up horses, and finally, within a few minutes, there were 8 of them dressed up as Mexicans, bandits. Jackie looked at him and says, "That's very good." He said, "And I'll go with you." He said, "Because I came out." Juan says, "I'll go too." He says, "No, you're staying right here." And finally, from his headquarters came the general. Some of the soldiers almost pulled their guns and aimed at him. He said, "You fools, it's me, the general." He took off his big sombrero. "Oh." He says, "All right, you banditos, come on, let's ride." They jumped on their horses and headed down through town. Some of the women who saw them began to scream and run. Some of the men drew their guns and some of them fired because they thought it was Jose and his men. And as they disappeared out of town, Jackie wondered, suppose Jose was already there and they gave the signal and Jose knew it was a trick and waited until they got in the pass and then opened fire. This was the moment he'd been waiting for. Would it work or would it not work? Jackie was quite concerned because he didn't know whether Jose was in camp or not. He knew that the guards would be very suspicious if they saw another Jose and 9 other, that is a total of 9 horses and men coming in, including Jackie. Jackie rode by the general. And he says, "When we get down at the bottom of this hill, look up to the peaks. And you're supposed to wave a white handkerchief 3 to the right and 3 to the left." He says, "Sí, muchacho." He says, "You understand, General, that Jose might be already in there. And when we go through the pass, they must shoot us down like dead ducks." He says, "I understand that. That's the chance we're going to take." He stopped. "Now, Jackie?" He says, "Now." He gave the signal. They looked to the peaks. The signal came back. He said, "That's the signal. It's okay to go through." He says, "I just hope Jose isn't there." And as they started to ride towards the narrow passageway, Jackie realized that suppose Jose isn't there, what would happen then when he did come through? He reached up and took the general by the arm and pulled on it. He says, "General, if this works out and you capture all of them, could you do me a favor?" He says, "Sí, muchacho, what is it you want?" He says, "Are you going to shoot Jose right there?" "No, muchacho." He says, "We don't shoot him." He says, "We take him in." He said, "We probably hang him." He said, "Or shoot him later." He says, "Because I don't want to see it." They started through the narrow passageway. Jackie had his fingers crossed because any minute he could expect a shot if Jose was out there, men shooting at him as they came through the pass because they could hold off the whole Mexican army going one by one coming out on the other side. But as they came out, No shots were heard. Jackie gave a deep sigh of relief. He said, "General," he says, "I don't think he's here." He says, "See the house on the right, the first one?" He says, "You and one of the men take the buckboard and stop in front of it." And he says, "Go on inside." He says, "Then you can give orders to the rest of your men to surround the rest of them." He says, "Pedro, there's one out there in the stables." He says, "Manuel," he says, "he won't hurt anybody." He says, there aren't too many around here." He says, "You can round them up in no time." So Manuel was out under the tree drinking coffee, and he saw Jose return. Not even he knew that it wasn't Jose. He saw Jackie, and he thought it was strange because the last he heard that Jackie was sick. He kind of smiled to himself. Not even noticing that the other Mexican soldiers were circling around through the camp, getting their positions, waiting for the order from the general to capture them. And finally, when the general came out, he says, "All right." He says, "Surround them." And in a few minutes, the men who had the guns and ready poised rounded up the rest of the Mexicans and took them to the guardhouse and locked them up. The general said, "Now what do we do, Jackie?" He says, "Well, these men have to kind of stand around." He says, "Pedro, one of you be Pedro." He says, "When the buckboard comes, he always comes up after the horse." And he says, "You'll have to act quickly." He says, "We act quickly." They went in the house. Jackie began to pace the floor. He kept looking at the peaks. He knew there would be another signal. He says, "General," he says, "did you send someone up to capture the guards up there?" He said, "The ones that give the signal?" He said, "They'll know." He said, "It's taken care of." He said, "My men are up there now." Jackie gave a big sigh of relief, and he began to pace the floor. Now what would happen? And before he could think too much, he looked up towards the peaks, and the general's men waved three times to the right and three to the left. Jose didn't suspect a thing. He started to ride on through. And as they were riding through, one of the men who had been at the end began to suspect, and he began to count again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And he wondered, well, was he seeing right? He thought he saw 9, and he thought he saw Jackie. He started to ride up to Jose. One of the men stopped him. He says, "Hey," he says, "where you go?" He says, "Stay in line, you know the rules." He said, "Well, I just need to tell Jose something." He said, "You stay here." He says, "You know the rules." He says, "Tell him when we get inside." They started through the narrow passageway. Jackie looked out the dirty window. He saw the big white horse and Jose. He says, "General, the first thing Jose will do, they'll come up to the house." He says, "He'll take the strong box and he and Miguel will come inside. We will take care of him when he comes inside." He said, "The rest of them probably at the stables." He says, "We'll take care of them." Jose rode up, and the first thing he did was, "Hey, Jackie!" Jackie came out of the house. He says, "Hello, Jose." "Oh," he said, "you should see what we have for you." He says, "We have big business deal." He says, this time he said, "I'm going to make you real happy, Jackie." He says, "Miguel, come on." They picked up the strong box, went into the house, set it on the table, and looked up, and they saw the general dressed as, "Hey, what is this?" He says, "What is this?" The Mexican general took off his big sombrero. He says, "You're under arrest, Jose." He looked around at Jackie, and then he looked at the others. He went right through the screen door and began to run across the courtyard. The general says, "Stop!" Jose pulled both guns. It was too late. The general fired twice. Jackie grabbed me. He said, you promised. He said, "I had no choice, Jackie." Jackie looked out in the middle of the courtyard in the hot sun and dirt and dust, and he saw Jose in the middle of it. Jackie rushed down the steps, and as he looked down, he saw blood oozing from his chest down into the hot dust. Jose opened his eyes. He says, "Jackie, why you do this to me?" He said, "They promised." He said, "They promised they wouldn't shoot you. They really did." He said, "Pedro was right." He said, "You did help escape one escape, huh? He says, yes, I did. He says, and I brought the general here. Jackie. He says, why you do this to me, though? He says, you my friend. I'm your friend. He could reach down and feel the warm blood on his fingers as he was feeling his belt. He had his hand on his belt, and he took a big sombrero and stuck it under his head. He says, Jackie, he said, I'm going to tell you something. You listen, huh? He says, I never wanted you to be a big bandito like Jose. He said, well, I didn't intend to be. Big tears were streaming down Jackie's eyes. Finally, he says, I want you to take my belt off. Jackie slowly loosened the belt, pulled it out from under him. He says, these guns are yours, Jackie. He says, you take them. He says, they're for you. He says, Jackie, he says, you're still my friend. He says, you at least tell me the truth. He said, but I didn't mean for them to. And as he looked down, he realized that Jose was dead. When he looked up, he saw the general standing by him. He said, I'm sorry, muchacho. He said, I had to shoot. He said, I didn't want to. He said, of course, we would shoot him or hang him anyway. He says, I guess that's the way it had to be. He picked himself up, dragging the guns behind him, and started over towards the cook shack. He sat down on the bench with big tears in his eyes. Even Manuel was locked up. He went up to the guardhouse. Manuel saw him coming. Manuel looked at him. Jackie says, you don't need to feel badly. He said, this is the way things had to happen. He said, Manuel, don't you hate me? Don't you hate me? You're locked up. He said, no, muchacho. He says, you had to do what you had to do, just like I had to do what I had to do. This time, he said, I happen to be on the other side. Maybe next time you'll be on the other side. He says, Jackie, he says, you're still my friend. He says, well, I'll put in a good word for you, Manuel. He said, gracias, Jackie. He says, you're still my friend. He said, don't feel badly about Jose. He said, don't feel badly about me. He says, that's just the way the things were. When Jackie looked out across the courtyard, the general was giving orders, rounding up the men, and they started in taking the prisoners back into town. Jackie didn't feel too happy at all until he got into town and Juan and his grandmother were waiting. And finally, when Juan rushed up, he said, Jackie, what happened? What happened? He looked over at another wagon. It had a canvas over it. Jackie, what happened? He said, Jackie! He jumped over towards the wagon, threw the canvas back, and screamed. He saw Jose, dead as a doornail, with blood all over him. Jackie walked over. He says, you kill him now? He said, no. Now he dead. The general says, muchachos, come in here. His grandmother rushed up and threw the canvas back. She looked at Jose as if she'd like to spit at him. She says, come inside. Went inside. He says, Jackie. He says, Juan. He says, you understand that there is a reward of 10,000 pesos for the capture of Jose, dead or alive. He said, I was hoping he could be alive, but he's dead. He says, Jackie, he says, you and Juan, he says, each take half? Jackie says, no. Juan looked at him. Well, muchacho, he says, I think Juan, if we'd listened to him, he did his part just like you did. He says, I think he should get at least half, Jackie. He says, no, he doesn't get half. The grandmother went forward. She says, muchacho. He said, that's not very reasonable. He says, no, he doesn't get half, he gets all of it. The grandmother burst into tears. Oh, muchacho, muchacho. He says, I don't want any of it. He said, I've got money. He says, you don't. He says, Jose took your cattle, and he says, he's the one that you stole from. He says, you need it all. He looked at the general, says, you give all the money to Juan. Juan stood there with his big brown eyes, watering and running down his face. His grandmother put his arms around him, and she shook her head. He says, Jackie, he says, you are our answer to a prayer. Jackie didn't say anything because he couldn't. He was all choked up. He tried to keep the tears back. The general went into the safe and brought out the money. He took the grandmother's hand and put the stack of bills in her hand. He says, there, you have done a great service to your country. Juan, with tears in his eyes, gracias, gracias, Jackie. Oh, he says, said it's nothing at all. He says, I wish you'd stop it. The general kind of smiled and sniffed. Yes, Jackie, he says, what could we do for you? I don't think a boy like you who would be willing to give all of his reward money away and should just be given nothing. The grandmother stood tall. That's right, General. Says, I know what we'll do. I will take him to my house, and I will fix him the best Mexican dinner that he had ever tasted. And Juan, too. Juan's face lit up. He said, hey, Jackie, you would like that? My grandmother, she is the best cook in the whole Mexico. He says, even better than Manuel. General, what's going to happen to the prisoners? Ah, muchacho, I think maybe we have to shoot them. He said, maybe all of them. He said, you ask me what you could do for me. Oh, see, anything, muchacho, you just ask it. He said, well, I was wondering about Manuel. You see, I talked to him, and he's a friend of mine. He says, he's never killed anyone. Ah, yes, Manuel, he's a cook, huh? He said, I'll tell you what I do, Jackie. He says, we need a good cook here. He said, would it be all right with you if I just hired him, say, and he worked here for maybe 5 years for me? And then maybe we turn him loose, huh? Yeah. He said, that'd be great. He said, you'd do that? For you, muchacho, why not, huh? He says, now, we're not going to settle for that. He said, we got to do more than that for you. He says, all your wishes, Jackie. He says, all your life, you think of wishes. All right, you give me one. Jackie thought for just a few seconds. Yeah, there's one wish. Yeah, there really is. So, you just say so, muchacho. He says, I wish I could get home as fast as I possibly can. Oh, muchacho. He says, very well. He says, Sergeant, he said, get my private coach, get the fastest horses. And he said, I need 5 soldiers and a good driver. But, you heard me? He says, Jackie, when do you want to leave? He said, as soon as I finish my best Mexican dinner in the whole world. He said, all right, we'll say 1 hour. He said, you come back here. But muchacho, he said, we hate to see you go. He said, why don't you stay a week or two? Oh, I'd like to. Someday maybe I'll come back. The grandmother took Jackie by the hand. Come on, muchacho. He says, we don't have much time. So they went across the street in the dirt. She was clutching her money. And they, all three of them, rushed across to the next boardwalk on the other side and to a little house on the edge of town. She went into the kitchen and she sounded almost like Chinky to Jackie. The pots and pans were being banged around, and she said, I'll be ready in a few minutes. And in a few minutes she had the Mexican dinner with all the tortillas and all the Mexican food. It was a little hot for Jackie. Juan kept saying, how you like it, Jackie? Jackie's mouth was almost on fire, and he'd take a glass of water. Fine, just fine. He says, you don't like it? Oh, I love it. He said, take some more, put some more pepper on it. Jackie looked, and he was Juan was shaking more pepper on his food. He said, I think that's enough. He said, if you put any more on, he said, I'm going to burst into flames. Juan laughed. He said, we put you out with a bucket of water. Well, we grandmother, she laughed. She said, I think maybe a little too hot for him. So finally, when Jackie finished the meal, his mouth was really burning, and he never drank so much water in his life. Finally, he looked at the big clock that was ticking away. He says, well, I've got to get back. And he said, I want to say thank you for everything, says Juan. He says, someday maybe you can come to my place. He says, you and your grandmother, huh? He says, maybe. The grandmother went over to Jackie, put her arms around him and kissed him. She said, that's for you. Thank you. He shook hands with Juan. He says, I'd rather you just stayed here. He says, because I'm going to start running. He says, right out that door. And he said, I'd rather not you come to the stagecoach. I don't want to look back. He said, but we'll meet again. Jackie took one last look at Juan. He remembered the first time he saw him with raggedy clothes, skin and bones, big brown eyes, practically bulging out of his head. This time he saw him, though, as a boy that smiled from ear to ear with better clothes, and he was no longer skin and bones. He says, goodbye, Juan, and you too. He turned around and started running out the door. He started running. Juan went out on the porch. Jackie! Jackie stopped. He didn't turn around. Said, Jackie! Jackie turned around. He said, goodbye, Jackie. Jackie said, goodbye, Juan. Goodbye. He turned around and started running some more. And when he got just to the corner, he turned around and looked. And he still saw Juan waving back and forth. And very faintly he could hear, goodbye, Jackie, goodbye, Jackie. Jackie sniffed a few times and took his sleeve, wiped his eyes. And the first thing he thought of when he did that was Jose, when he'd eat food, how he used to take his sleeve and wipe his mouth. He didn't want to think of that too much. He went inside where his guns were and picked them up. The general was waiting. He says, we all ready for you, Jackie. He said, I wish you'd stay. He says, I can't. He said, I've got to get back. I've got to get back. He said, someday maybe I'll come back. He says, you do that. They opened the door for him and he climbed in. He stuck his head out. He says, thanks for everything. And in a few seconds, the stagecoach was out of town, heading back home. Jackie wondered, what would it be like back home? He says, what would it be like? He didn't know that the funeral arrangements were made for him within a few days. In fact, Sunday afternoon at 2:30, the Reverend was to hold funeral services for Jackie because they couldn't find the body. Jackie thought that when he'd get home, everybody would be waiting for him. And all he could think of Skeeter and his horse, Patches and Ritzy, and wondered what they would look like and what they would do when they saw him. He kept looking out at the driver once in a while and yelling, is this as fast as the coach will go? He says, sí, muchacho. He says, the horses are getting very tired. They would stop at the stations and feed the horses and give them water, and they would go inside and eat, and all expenses were paid. It was the second day when they finally stopped in a small village. It was noon. Jackie didn't have much to do. Sometimes he'd ride up with the driver, but this time he was back in the coach. And he decided he'd put on the gun because he didn't like to carry him around everywhere he went. So he had an old knife, and he made a couple notches in the belt so he could tighten it up real tight, and he finally put him on. The driver yelled down. He says, Jackie, he says, go on inside. He says, order your meal. He says, I'll take care of the horses. He says, the soldiers already went in. And he had five soldiers following the stagecoach. So when Jackie finally went inside wearing the guns, the first one that turned around was the man behind the counter. He says, yeah. And he saw those guns. And everybody knew Jose and his guns. They were pearl-handled guns with notches, and everybody in that territory knew what they looked like.